It's time now for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we are going to start off with the girls program, as the Hiawatha girls now at 7-3 overall and 4-1 in the Big East, currently standing at fourth place in the Big East, as they are winners of four straight. In fact, getting a win on Tuesday night in the opening round of the HIT against Jackson Heights, and then also winning last Friday night on the road at Perry LeCompton. Two lopsided wins, as Coach Jasper with us. And, you know, the girls have won four in a row, Coach, after a tough loss to open up 2025 at Holton. Girls have kind of turned it on and found something that's been working on offense. How do you think the girls have been playing the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've kind of found ourselves a little rhythm, I guess you could say. And, you know, we just kind of take it one game at a time. But four in a row last night was one of our goals. And we kind of chatted earlier, not a great shooting night for us, but kind of just finding the little things, getting those done for us, and getting a win.
You guys are averaging nearly 50 points a game. But if you look at that, that stat is a little misleading, because it's really, it's either like 40 or 60, 65. I mean, it's, you don't score 50 very often. So it's kind of a feast or famine thing. So offensively, for you guys, really, it's important for you guys to be on. Talk a little bit about that, and especially with a couple of games against Marysville and then against an undefeated Troy, how important is shooting going to be the rest of this week? And then also moving forward in the Big East.
Yeah, we talked last night to the girls. I think one thing we've got going for us is we're more of a complete team. We don't necessarily rely on one person all the time. And, for instance, last night, a couple of our starters who usually, can hit those shots weren't shooting necessarily as great, but we had a great bench. You know, our bench showed up for us last night, came in, and Michaela Williams and Polly Rocky both hit a handful of trays. And so it's been good for us to be able to just kind of spread that offense around and not have all the pressure on one person.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, you got a couple of tough games here to finish up the HIT. Always exciting when you get to host your own tournament here again this year. Let's talk a little bit first about Marysville and then a little bit about Troy. Marysville, size-wise, they're not necessarily overly tall, but they're a bigger team. What are you going to have to do against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think they're going to bring some physicality for sure. We got to watch them last night play Lafayette, which is a pretty athletic team. And, I think we'll be comparable. We just got to be strong under the basket, control the boards, and then try to push the ball on them. With Troy, we're looking forward to a rematch with them. They played really well last night against St. Mary's in a thriller of an overtime game. And that'll be a tough, that'll be a tough game for us on Saturday, but we're looking forward to it. And like I said, just one game at a time for us, but hopefully we can get some rhythm in our shooting and keep up with our defensive sparks.
Yeah, well, in that Troy game on Saturday, of course, you take care of Marysville. That could potentially be, a title-type match between you and the Trojans, so that could be a big one. So, well, good luck, Stacy. Obviously, some big games coming up the rest of the season, and we can talk more about the rest of the Big East season next week. But, yes, good luck the rest of this week in the HIT.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, again, the Hiawatha girls basketball coach, Stacy Jasper, here on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat on the MSC Sports Radio Network.